I'm here with Kate and Jeff Husband of Breton Bikes in their village of Plelalf. So how long have you and your family lived in central Brittany?
Well, Jeff and I moved here in 1990, so that's 27 years. We're on our own when we first moved over, and the children were all born here, so they've been here all their lives.
What brought you to this part of the world originally?
Well, we cycled. That was our main hobby in the school holidays because we were both teachers. And living in the southwest, it was easy to get on the ferry, come over to Plymouth to Roscoff, and then so our first step in France was always Brittany, and then we cycled down the Loire or whatever. And it was Brittany that just seemed the best place. I suppose it's vaguely familiar for me, growing up in Cornwall in the 1960s. There's a certain similarity. But we just fell in love with the place. So.
And what made you stay and create a new life here?
Well, we came here to do our business, to run our cycling holiday business. So that was all part of the plan in the first place. It wasn't a question of coming over and deciding what we were going to do. We decided what we were going to do and then came over.
So you always wanted to have a business based on cycling?
Yeah. And we had various plans. And then when we started cycling, we thought, well, it would be great if someone could help people that wanted to come abroad, cycling perhaps for the first time, or didn't have the equipment that they needed. You know, in those days, it was quite costly to buy tents and sleeping bags and the sort of bike that you can carry them with, and also advise people on where to go and be someone at the end of the phone if they had any problems. We couldn't see anybody else doing that. There were a few people doing hotel to hotel, baggage carried, and all the gourmet hotels and everything, but real proper cycle touring with camping, no one was doing it, so we thought we'd just have a go.
So when did you formally launch Breton Bikes, was it?
Well, it actually set up in 1989. We started
advertising before we gave up our jobs.
We had the famous BBC holiday programme. Kate Humble came over and did a 5-minute bit on our business. And she said at the end of it, right, well, this is going to come out in April or whatever, and you will be absolutely inundated, so get ready for it. The phone didn't stop ringing, literally, for 3 days. So that had a huge effect for that year, the following year, and probably the year after that. And blurring into that was the internet kicking in. So you can imagine, we had the BBC programme. We went from 250 bookings to 450 bookings, which was as much as we could cope with. That was absolutely flat out. But then it didn't drop down afterwards, because as the BBC effect fell away, the internet effect
sort of with the internet, word of mouth.
Yeah, well, and we were early with the internet.
The point of the internet was what we were, instead of having to advertise to reach people, people were finding us, and not only Brits, people from all over the world.
How would you describe your service, like the holiday side or the bike holiday? What do you offer?
Well, people come, they have a bike, panniers. If they want to go camping, they have their camping gear, tent, sleeping bag, little Trenger stove. We give them a route, depending on how many miles a day they want to do. They have their backup in case they have a problem. They basically go off on their own independently. It's their own holiday, it's their own bike for the week. They're having an adventure, but if they have a problem, they can get in touch. So they really don't have to bring anything with them, anything technical. If they want to stay a bit more comfortably in hotels, well, I can book a hotel circuit for them. And we work with lots of chambres and hotels in the area.
And how do you research your routes?
A lot of driving about, cycling, people we know. It's in the past, it's not been easy, because there are lots of little hotels and chambres d'hôtes and everything.
You said that about half of your customers are English or British. What about age?
Actual demographic, really, apart from quite a lot of sort of 40 to 60s, I'd say.
Lots of early retireds.
Yeah, 50, 60s, that sort of.
But there has been a change, and I think it's getting to the point now where it's so easy for somebody to organise it themselves.
How do you think the new high-speed train service will affect you?
It's primarily publicity. I think there'll be a lot of publicity around it. I don't think the fact that they're cutting half an hour off the journey time will change the world.
So you can do city to city, so that people can do London, Paris, Paris, Saint-Brieuc, and then...
And then we can...
Cut from there. Yeah. Last year, you took over the management of the campsite at Guarec. What made you expand in this way?
It's unique, in a way, amongst campsites, in that it's well-placed enough to get better, whereas other campsites are losing business. We think something can really be made of it. Mm. People, not people just, only people coming past, but people will come and cycle out from this campsite because... There are so many things
with
the canal.
To alter our business slightly, to go into day hire, we've obviously got the bikes, we've got the expertise and experience. So for us, that's not a big step. Mm. And so we're developing a big hire centre at the campsite.
And how was your first year? What was it like?
It was a learning curve.
And wanted to know, what are your plans to develop the camp's clientele?
Our aim is to make it the best campsite you could possibly have for cycling. The 16th, 17th and 18th of June, we're going to run a vintage weekend. It's based really around classic cars.
Okay, Jeff, thank you very much.